Good morning, Life Point Church. You guys stand with us. We're going to go ahead and get right into worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We praise your holy name, Jesus. We thank you, God, for bringing us into your house this morning. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would just be with each and every one of us this morning. God, have your way in this service. Say what you need to say this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name.
King like this, majesty laying in a manger, a king like this, unto us is born a savior, the light is come. A king like this, the highest name and song of heaven, a king like this, born of flesh into our suffering, the light has come. He is Christ, the Lord, and he is Christ, our Savior. I bow my saving love that would not forsake us, betrayed by a kiss and led to the cross for our forgiveness. The light has come. And he is Christ the Lord. He is Christ our Savior.
Lord, we thank you this morning that the light has come into the world, and his name is Jesus. And today, God, we celebrate as a family. We celebrate the name that is high above every name, the name that by which any man can be saved, the name of Jesus. And God, we, your people this morning, we do honor you, and we thank you for what this day represents. For unto us a child was born, a Savior. God, thank you for saving us. Lord, we honor you today. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, give the Lord a hand clap of praise, church. God bless you as you're seated this morning. This is a family Christmas service. It's going to be different, so don't get weirded out. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited to be, because this is what it is. This is our family together. And I want you to think about the times this Christmas season, maybe you've already experienced it or soon to be, where you're going to be gathered around with your family, maybe at a table or maybe at a house and with loved ones. But I'll tell you what, there is no greater family than the one that is here this morning. The children of God, the family of God gathered here together. So I just welcome you to Life Point Church today. I'm excited. I'm going to ask our ushers to go ahead and pass out the elements for communion. We're going to start with communion this morning. And as they begin to pass things out, I just want to encourage you. We were taught by Paul in the New Testament how the church should handle the Lord's Supper. And even as I said already, many of you will gather around a table in the next few days with family and friends. But I tell you that God's table is always open. And God's table is open for any man that would come. God's table is open. And so we're going to partake of the bread and the juice this morning. But Paul gives us very detailed instruction on how we are to sit at that table. He said, everyone is welcome. He said, but take this time to examine yourself. Take this time to examine your life. What a moment. What a moment for a believer, as you could come into this place this morning in any condition. In any condition. But you know without a shadow of a doubt, with the bread and the wine, what it represents, that God says, you can have life today. You can have life for your body. You can have life for areas of your life that are dying or decaying. Not only that, but through the wine, he said this, it is for the remission of your sins. And I'll tell you, you can search far and wide, but you will never find anything on this planet as powerful as the blood of Jesus Christ. That would take people like you and I that could walk through the doors of this church this morning and sit at God's table and say, because of your blood, I am washed clean. So we're going to take a few moments as they pass out the elements, and I want to encourage you to examine your life this morning. This is not the moment where you pray for your spouse or pray for your aunt. This is a moment where you look into your own heart, sitting before God at his table. And the elements in your hand, you know that God has given you everything you need to be healed, to be cleansed, and to be made whole today. Amen. believe everyone's been served and had time to look into your own heart this morning. What a beautiful time to sit at the Lord's table. We celebrate Christmas and families together. And all of our families, from youngest to oldest, are with us this morning. The Bible says that on the very night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he gave thanks for it. And he told his disciples, he said, "This is my body, which is given to you." He gave his body up for us. He said, "As often as you partake it, you do this in remembrance of me." Aren't you thankful for the body of Christ? If we stop the service after this moment, we've celebrated the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of life is that Jesus gave his body up for you. And I want to tell you, church, when we leave this place this Christmas season, any individual you run into, encounter in your life, Jesus died for that individual. And maybe this morning, maybe you're here with family members and you haven't been in church for a long time or something. I want to tell you that God loves you very much. And Jesus died on a cross for you. And he gave his body. Father, we thank you for this bread. We thank you for what it represents. We partake together in Jesus' name. Amen. In the same manner, he took the cup. And he told his disciples, he said, "This cup represents the new covenant in my blood." Meaning that once his blood was spilled, that was the only blood God was going to accept as clean for generations to come. When his blood poured out and we received it, it says this: "Every sin in my life is now washed clean because there's power in the blood of Jesus." And if you were struggling this morning, I want to give you a message real fast. If you proclaim Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe that this cup represents his blood, you'll be just as clean as anybody else. What a promise, amen? What a Christmas gift to know that this morning you're clean. You can stand clean before God because of that precious blood. I'm excited for you today. I'm excited for this family because we're clean in God's eyes. Amen. Father, we thank you for this cup. We thank you for this precious blood. We thank you that we now live under the new covenant and we proclaim it to the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a couple traditional choruses prepared, but we don't want it to really be about the worship team this morning. We want to worship with you guys from a congregational standpoint. So if you guys would just sing along with us, that would make us very happy. All right.
Shall come.
Time. Rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Good morning. We do have a special service today. It's going to be a lot different because we're going to tell you the Christmas story, but we're going to use our families to do it. Amen. So I'm really excited about this. It's going to be a very intimate time to share this beautiful story, the miracle of Christmas. But this morning, before we go any further, before we start that part, I want to just share a couple of things with you real fast to let you know that we are having service Wednesday night. The 26th, I know it's the day after Christmas. Some people may be traveling, but our doors will be open to worship and to share the word and that. So please come if you want. Also, there's two sign-up sheets at the information desk. And the second Sunday in January, we're starting Sunday school classes here. Two Sunday school classes. We have a marriage Sunday school class and a foundations class. The foundations class will be one that just takes us back to the basics of Christianity. And so maybe you've been coming to church for a long time. You say, man, I just need that rock solid foundation to be rebuilt in my life. That's a great class for you. But I'm asking that you please sign up for those. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'd appreciate that. And at this time, I'm going to ask the ushers to come down and we'll take up our tithes and offerings this morning. I hope everyone got a candle when they came in. Parents, were asking that you don't give your kids the candles when it has fire on it. You know your kids. And we will get to that later on. But I want to just thank you for being here this morning. I want to thank you for coming with your families and enjoying this time together. But at this time, I'm going to pray over the offering. Amen. Father, we thank you so much once again for the opportunity as this family just sat at your table. God, we sat at your table and partook of the bread and the wine, the new covenant. Lord, we do say thank you this morning. Lord, if we didn't do anything else in this service, God, you've touched us already. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would pour out the Holy Spirit in this place. And God, that people would be filled fresh. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. But God, we may celebrate the rebirth of someone's life. We may celebrate the fact that someone was filled with the Holy Spirit. God, have your way in this place. I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you as you give this morning.
Sing that with us again one more time.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appear.
Sing rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
One more time.
Rejoice. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Good morning. Today we'll be reading from Luke 2, 1 through 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Merry Christmas.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Morning, Life Point. Today we'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying,
"Suddenly, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on who his favors rest."
Amen.
Silent night, holy. Tender and mild, sleep. want you to repeat that. Silent night.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Good morning, LifePoint. Reading from Luke 2, 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Thank you.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Good morning, everyone. My scripture reading will be taken from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And as soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen when it rose, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the word of God to us. Amen.
We definitely have the best looking families in Sunrise. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And we just thought it would be a great way to share the Christmas story. No matter what you see this time of year, no matter what you're involved in, that is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Because Jesus Christ was born. For unto us a child was born, so that you may have life. And if there's one thing I would say to you this Christmas season, if there's one word of encouragement I would leave you with, is that if you're still alive and you're still breathing, Jesus still has hope. And there's still hope in your life. And there is no situation. And I look across this room and I love to see the families and I love to see the kids and the messes that come with children. And this is our life and this is what we live. But at any moment, Jesus can step in. If you open the doors of your heart, he'll step into a family and he will change you forever. And listen to me, families, this morning, even if there's someone who's gone astray, I say if you would receive the gift of Christ this Christmas, you would be doing more for your family than anything you could ever buy, because Christ would set you free. Amen. I want to read you a small portion of scripture here and just speak about it for just a few moments. It's in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 10. They read it earlier. It says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" One version calls him the Messiah. The Messiah is born. The Savior of the world. "And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." I want to share with you this morning. If you think back, if you were with us through all the series that we talked about with the Christmas and the angels and the angel first coming to foretell John's birth and then the angel coming to foretell of Jesus. And then we talked about the real struggle that was behind this virgin found with child, that they even had to leave their home city and had to hide. And there was no one who even opened the door for them. They found themselves in a barn, giving birth to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There was no room in the inn for them. And I talked about how we had painted a picture of a silent, holy night, and it was a calm, peaceful picture of a star over a manger and a baby, but getting there was not so peaceful and so quiet. But this is what I really believe about the Christmas story. This is what I believe that the Word of God teaches, is that when God himself entered the earth, there was a moment in time. There was a moment in time, and I believe everything stood still. God visited his people. God visited his people. And that's when the angels, that's the part in the story when the angels came down and said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. And I believe when they said peace on earth, there was a moment. There was a moment that when God was laying in a manger, that the earth was at peace. Something like we've probably never seen in our lifetime. Something that we've never seen in our lifetime, but something that I believe you can experience in your life. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Peace on earth is what heaven was crying. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. Because Jesus visited us. There is a peace that you and I can have. And if Jesus would visit your hearts again, listen to me, you could experience that peace once again in your life. And if there's one thing I know, with all the families represented here, with all the situations, with all the children, with all the sickness, with everything going on, I believe this, God wants you to experience his peace this Christmas. His peace. That says that whatever you were struggling with in your mind will be gone away. And you can rest in him. And goodwill toward men. Goodwill toward men, because we, the body of Christ, we sat at the table of the Lord this morning and partook of the bread and the blood. And because we have Christ in us, it should show in how we treat other people. Amen? It should show in how we treat other people. This year, my prayer for you is this, that you would experience God's peace. The kind of peace that the angels sang about. Singing glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. I pray you have a peaceful Christmas. But more so than that, I pray you have a peaceful year. I pray you have a peaceful life. I pray that the things that you struggled with in 2018 are no longer a part of your life in 2019. See, I believe God wants to set someone free this morning. I believe someone came into this building this morning and you were probably struggling with the struggle of a lifetime. And I'm here to tell you, all this, all that we sing about and all that we talk about is to let you know that God will set you free. That God still can set you free. Why? Because a long time ago, God said, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. You'll never make it to me on your own. But I'm coming for you. And his name was the Messiah. Emmanuel. Mighty God. Prince of Peace. The Counselor. Everlasting Father. Visited his people. And I pray that he would visit you again today in this place. Amen. Merry Christmas. We just have a few more things we're going to do this morning to finish our family service. And I am going to ask that our ushers would come forward. We're going to do the final song by candlelight. And moms and dads, since this is family, my kids don't get a candle either, just so you know. So make sure that you have the control of the candles there. When you finish, the service is over. I ask that you blow the candle out, obviously, and then take it to the basket out in the foyer. There'll also be a time of some music being played out in the breezeway, and there'll be a time for you to have Christmas pictures made. Hug somebody's neck today. I think about Life Point Church. I think about the families of this church as we move into a new season, a new year. God has blessed us in 2018. God has blessed us. But I just don't want the blessing of God. I want God to visit us. I want God to show up in your life. I want God to heal your bodies. I want God to touch your minds. I want God to restore some relationships in your life. So today, we celebrate the Messiah. Amen.
Oh, night, dear.
rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
God bless you this morning. I'm going to bring one more family up here. On behalf of our family, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas this year. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God make His face to shine upon you. Before we leave this morning, I've asked my wife to pray a blessing over your life. What a great year it's been. I know people in this room have been through some tragedies and you've been through some triumphs. But all in all, when it's said and done, at the end of 2018, we can turn our heads back and worship God and say, thanks be unto God. And 2019 is going to be the favorable year of the Lord in your life and many more that we come in contact with in this community. I'm excited about 2019, and I'm excited to be a part of this church.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for your presence. And we thank you that that's exactly what we celebrate at Christmas. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God who is with us. And Lord, we thank you today that we don't have to face the things that we go through on our own. That we have Emmanuel with us, not just on Christmas, but every single day of our lives. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I pray every family and every person in this room would feel your presence in such a tangible way that they would not even be able to explain it. And God, we thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, we pray this year that Christmas would be a time of restoration, a time of healing, a time of peace, a time of joy, joy that only comes from you. And Lord, I pray a blessing over our LifePoint family. I pray a blessing, God, that all the riches and the joy that are yours would be ours this Christmas season. We thank you. We thank you for what you've done for us. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. And we praise you today. We love you. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Blow out your candle. Put it in the box. Enjoy some a time of fellowship with one another. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2019. We'll see you back here Wednesday evening.